It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull live to you, live with you tonight, I should say, for a special girls matchup tonight. We come to you live from Worcester Central School for a girls Tri-Valley matchup between the visiting Morris Lady Mustangs and the home team tonight, the Worcester Lady Wolverines. I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And we're very glad to be here tonight. This is kind of new territory here for WCDO, coming up here to the one of the farthest teams away in the Tri-Valley League, but glad to bring you this contest tonight between Morris and Worcester. We do cover a lot of Morris games, but it was really Worcester who wanted us to come here tonight. They reached out to me back during the summer, and I want to give a big thank you to the Worcester Booster Club as well as the Wolverine Pride Club for making sure that this was all possible, that we could get a radio set up here and be here for this contest. This should be a great battle, and we're glad to be here for our Morris fans as well and some of the strong support that they have from their local community to bring some of those fans this game here tonight. So if you didn't want to make the long trip up here to Worcester, you can stay home, stay warm, and listen to this one in the comfort of your own home. But it should be a great, great contest. This is a young Worcester team that certainly has some young talent in the freshman and sophomore class. And they are a team that maybe you look out for in a few years as they continue to put things together, play during the summertime, and continue to get better under head coach Chris Kaltenbach. For Morris, you know you have some proven scorers on this team. You look at Megan Behringer, Morgan Flint, Liana Gary. This is a team that started the year very hot and can really play with anybody in the Tri-Valley League on any given night. A very guard-heavy team. I think they'll have their hands full tonight with some of the Worcester size that they're going to bring to the table, specifically sophomore number 15, Karen O'Shaughnessy. Down low, O'Shaughnessy has to be about six foot one, a lot of size down there. And this is a Worcester team that brings a lot of sophomores and freshmen to the table. So again, in a couple of years, they look to be a very strong team in the Tri-Valley. So it's going to be a great matchup here tonight between two teams that are really still looking for those wins that are going to be good for sectional seedings and everything that goes along those lines. So again, a big thank you here tonight to the Worcester Booster Club. They're a proud supporter of Wolverine Athletics. They say good luck here to WCS. They have a membership table here tonight. They're looking for new members, and they are out in the hallway for anyone that might be interested here in the Worcester community in helping out here at the school. The Wolverine Pride Club is your source for Worcester athletic apparel and merchandise. They're proud to support athletics here at Worcester Central School. If you've never been here, folks, to WCS, you should come up sometime soon because they've had a building project in the last three years that has really transformed this school. It's one of those schools that has a lot of older character to it, but the gym in the same location it has been for a number of years, but the brand new floor looks absolutely spectacular. Their fields outside are second to none. This is just a great place to come and watch any sort of game, that's for sure. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll pause for the national anthem and be right back for Worcester and Morris here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Delhi sports, canoe regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live from Worcester Central School tonight, folks. Nate Lowe on WCDO as we get you set for girls Tri-Valley basketball. The visiting Lady Morris Mustangs taking on the home team tonight, the Worcester Lady Wolverines. Let's do the starting lineups first for Morris and head coach Rhoda Flint. A junior, number 2, Megan Behringer. Number 4, Morgan Flint. Number 11, Liana Gary. Number 12, Rebecca Oliver. And number 22, Elizabeth Thompson. On the other side for Worcester and head coach Chris Kaltenbach. Number 11, a senior, Crystal Clement. Number 21, a freshman, Willow Tompkins. A junior, number 23, Alexia Mazzaroni. Number 24, a senior, Christina Clements. And a junior, number 30, Alexis Wilcox. As we get set here, Morris is in the road navy blue uniforms. No, more of a royal blue, I should say, with the white trim. There's Morris and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Worcester is in the home white uniforms with the black and the green trim. Says Wolverines in black and green lettering across the front of the uniform there. And we are about to get underway here between Morris and Worcester. Morris will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. The Wolverines of Worcester will go left to right. And to jump it up here tonight, we will have Alexia Mazzaroni for Worcester. And on the other side, we will have Megan Behringer for Morris. And Morris will win the opening tip. And here is Liana Gary, who brings it down the floor going right to left. They get it right to Behringer into the corner. Outside the three-point line here is Morris again in the blue with the white trim, goes right to left. Behringer back for Morgan Flint. Flint to the top of the key, setting up the offense here. Down to 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Here is Behringer. Dribble drive, pull-up jumper, no good off the back iron. Rebound comes down for Flint, and Morris will get a fresh shot clock, and they'll look to use it here in this girls' Tri-Valley matchup tonight, a special one from Worcester here tonight on CDO. Here is Liana Gary. Passes down low for number 22, Elizabeth Thompson. Couldn't get it to go, but gets her own rebound, kicks it back out. Here's Gary with the two-pointer, gets it to go. Liana Gary shoots and scores, and Morris a 2-0 lead, and Morris jumps right into the full-court press. Worcester will look to bring it up the floor here, coming off a nice win at Gilbertsville Mount Upton earlier in the week. And to the left side, step-in jumper is good. There for Willow Tompkins, just the freshman, puts it home. We're tied right back up at 2. With 6:50 to go in this first quarter, tied 2-2 between Morris and Worcester. And here is Morgan Flint at the top of the key. Worcester going with their signature man-to-man defense. Behringer steps in from the right elbow. That's off the mark. And Worcester with the rebound. They'll look to run here with Crystal Clement. Clement down the right side gets the half court. We'll have our first foul of the evening. That's Morgan Flint is called for the check on the wrist. And Worcester will look to inbound it directly in front of the scorer's table here at WCS. Wolverines will get it in, finding Willow Tompkins on the right side. Triple threat position, and now to the center of the floor. Cuts back with 6:20 to go in this first quarter. Back to the right side. Step-in opportunity here for Christina Clements. Down low, the shot is off the mark and no good. A rebound for Behringer. She'll look to run for Morris. Down the right side she comes, gets into the paint. Ball is kicked out of bounds. As that was good defense from behind. That was Clements hustling back, who just punched it free. Ball rolls over the line, but will stay with the Mustangs. 6:10 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between Morris and Worcester. And to the right side, looking for a pull-up jumper there was Flint. Instead, we'll kick it back out for Liana Gary. Back for Flint as they'll run the offense. 5:55 to go in this first quarter. And back to the far side for Liana Gary. Step-in jumper. That one off the back rim. No good. But Behringer was right there. Morris doing a great job of cleaning up the glass here in the early going. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Here is Morgan Flint. Her right side jumper is just a hair off. Hit the right side of the rim, and Worcester will rip down the rebound. They'll bring it up the floor here with Crystal Clement. Clement tries to pass down low. This one on the right block. Both teams wrestling and scrambling as the ball comes free, and the Lady Mustangs will come away. Here's Behringer down the right side of the floor, crossing the timeline. Behringer passes onto that far side for Flint. Pump fake, steps in. Right baseline jumper, can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Worcester. So now the Lady Wolverines have turned the tide in terms of the rebounding, and they bring it down the floor here with Wilcox. Back up top, long jumper, top of the key there for Clements. Can't get it to go. And Morris back the other way. It's a track meet here in the early going, folks, as we're tied 2-2 between Morris and Worcester. Back up top, a long three-pointer here for the Morris Lady Mustangs from Elizabeth Thompson. Can't get it to go. And the Worcester Wolverines will bring it back down the floor. So both teams struggling to find their shot in the early going, but great rebounding and great ball handling by both sides as well. 4:35 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 2, live from Worcester Central School. Here is Tompkins back to the far side. A little pull-up jumper, 20-footer there. Is no good from Christina Clements, and we'll have a foul on the play. So that is going to be down low. Wilcox down low was hustling and bustling for the rebound, and the Zebra crew saying that she pushed a little too much, and so the ball back to Morris. So 4:20 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between Morris and Worcester. Here's Morgan Flint with the ball. Passes right side for Behringer. Pump fakes, gets to the foul line. The jumper, that won't go, and Worcester with another rebound. Great job here by the Lady Wolverines, and Wilcox with an outlet pass finding Clements. Clements down the right side. With 4 minutes to go in this first quarter, we're tied 2-2 between the Lady Wolverines and Lady Mustangs. Worcester with the ball, but now a quick steal by Morris. Taken away there very nicely by Rebecca Oliver, and the Lady Mustangs will bring it back down the floor here with Morgan Flint. Flint to the right side. They set up the offense. Pull-in jumper by Liana Gary. That's short. Not enough mustard on it. Ball comes free. Both teams fighting for it there. Did Worcester call a timeout? Let's see. Are they going to ask for it or not? As that was head coach Chris Kaltenbach, as he saw one of his players falling out of bounds, tried to call timeout. Instead, he says, no, I'll take it. Ball went out of bounds, but Morris will get it back. Then into the corner it goes for Behringer and back for Morgan Flint. They work it for Gary right side into the paint. Gary stops, thought about popping it, but didn't pull the trigger. Now gets it back. Little pump fake to the right baseline. Tiptoeing along that line, but they'll say she stepped out of bounds, and it will go back to Worcester. With 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2. A low-scoring but entertaining contest here between the Mustangs and the Wolverines. In front of a packed house here tonight at Worcester Central School. And to the left side they go as the Wolverines get through that Morris press. They bring it up with Wilcox on the right side. Now back off for Clement. Clement down low. This one is tied up. We'll have a jump ball. And possession will stay with Worcester after Morris won the opening tip. 3:16 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2. And the Lady Wolverines will inbound the ball and pass it in for Willow Tompkins. A three-pointer is off the mark. No good. And Behringer, another rebound. Morris has numbers if they can hurry. Behringer wants to go coast to coast. Left-handed layup is up and in. Megan Behringer puts it home, and she gets her first 2 points of the night. One of the leading scorers for this Morris team. Morris leads 4-2. And now here's Liana Gary chasing down a loose ball on the press. Both teams go tumbling out of bounds, and it looks like possession will stay here with Worcester. But great hustle there by Liana Gary. Actually, no, the Zebra crew after a little conference is going to give it back here to Morris. So that hustle there by Gary really paying off as the Lady Mustangs will get the ball back. Gary now for Behringer to the right side, looking to step in, throws it across the top of the defense for Morgan Flint. Pull-up jumper, it's good. Morgan Flint puts it home, and that's her first 2 points tonight, and Morris leads 6-2 with 2:40 to go in this first quarter. Worcester with the ball going right to left here, and now they get it to half court, but we'll have a foul against Morris on Liana Gary. As Worcester was trying to break through that press, there was a foul on the play. Thanks for joining us here tonight, folks, on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. And for our folks up here in the Worcester area, you, of course, have your SFCU branch right down in Oneonta. Very easy for you to get to here right off of I-88. 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Morris leading Worcester here on the road, and now a steal by the Lady Mustangs, and ahead for Liana Gary, as that was Elizabeth Thompson, with the steal, and now they get it over to Gary, and she is fouled as she'll take the jumper. So Liana Gary with 2 points here will head to the line. That was a great steal there by Thompson down low, just got her fingertips on it, and then the good outlet pass ahead to Gary, who was fouled as she pulled up. So here is Liana Gary at the line. Senior with two shots coming. First one for Gary is no good off the front rim. Both teams with three team fouls here in the early going, and of course with the new girls' rules this year, you get to five and you'll be shooting and they wipe it clean each quarter. Worcester's going to take a timeout, so we'll take a 30-second timeout as well. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Morris girls leading Worcester 6-2 here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:25 to go in this first quarter. 6-2 the score. The Morris girls with an early lead on the road here at Worcester. Liana Gary at the line here for the Morris Mustangs, looking for her second foul shot. The first one was off the mark. And here it is, Gary's shot, hit the front rim, no good. 0-for-2 from the line, and Worcester gets the rebound, and they'll bring it up the floor. This is Willow Tompkins. Tompkins going left to right here for Worcester. And into the corner for the recently checked in, Alexia Mazzaroni. She had come out of the game and now is checked back in to the top of the key here for Tompkins. Worcester looking to get the shot off here, and they will at the top of the key there. That one won't go down for Tompkins. Ring around the cylinder, popped out, comes down, and now we'll have a foul on Morris, and that's going to be the first foul on Rebecca Oliver. And so let's see who goes to the line here. This will be Karen O'Shaughnessy. So O'Shaughnessy to the line, didn't start in tonight's game, but is now checked in and is a real force for Worcester down low. First shot is up and good for O'Shaughnessy. So 6-3 now the score with 1:58 to go in this first quarter. 6-3 the score. Worcester trying to cut it back to a 2-point game. Also checking in right now is Alex Wilcox here for Worcester. Second shot coming for O'Shaughnessy. This one is up and in. So O'Shaughnessy makes it 6-4. We got a ball game here in the first quarter, folks. 1:55 to go in this first quarter. Morris with the ball back the other way. Gary with a quick jumper before they really got set. No good, and a rebound for the Wolverines. Down the left side for O'Shaughnessy. And she finds Willow Tompkins in the corner. Tompkins will pass one back up top for Clement. Clement gets into the paint here to the right side. Throws one out for Wilcox. Her shot is off the mark. No good. That was Alexis Wilcox. Ball out of bounds. We're going to have a foul, though, called by the officials underneath. That one is going to be on Worcester. And this is going to be the second one on Karen O'Shaughnessy. So she's going to have to come to the bench. Head coach Chris Kaltenbach has no choice there to protect her, one of his star athletes here. So a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. It's 6-4, and Morris will bring it back down the floor, going right to left. Here is Morgan Flint at the top of the key. Let's see how Worcester can do without some of that size advantage down low. And here is Flint to the right side into the corner for Liana Gary. Stops, passes back up top here for Behringer. Her jumper is good. A long 20-footer from the right side, and Behringer has 4 points. Morris leads 8-4 with a minute and 5 seconds to go in this first quarter. And now a travel on Worcester, as that was Crystal Clement who brought it back up the floor on that far side. So it goes right back to Morris, and this is a great opportunity here for the Lady Mustangs to try to seize some momentum. Back up the floor is Morgan Flint. Seems like Morris really likes to work it with Behringer, Flint, and Gary as their main guards up top who can handle the ball. But now a steal by Worcester and a two-on-one down the right side if they can hurry. All the way to the bucket here is Clement, but she is blocked as great hustle back there by Spencer of Morris. Kylie Spencer is able to knock it out of bounds. It will stay with the Wolverines. But a nice job there by Worcester to get back. And so the Wolverines with the ball. This is Willow Tompkins at the top of the key. She knocked down an early jumper. She's been cold since then. Tompkins to the right side. Holding on to it here, looking for some options. We'll pass to the near side. Here's Clement down low. And again, another block. This one by Elizabeth Thompson. They'll say it's a jump ball, and they'll give it back here to the Morris Mustangs. Great shift on defense, and Thompson came back over to knock it down. 28 seconds to go in this first quarter, and Elizabeth Thompson making things happen. And Morris will walk it back up the floor, going right to left there in the blue with the white trim. Worcester is in the home white uniforms with the black and the green trim here tonight. And here is Thompson. A jumper is good. Elizabeth Thompson, her first jumper. And Morris takes a 10-4 lead with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Tompkins back the other way, trying to get one off at the buzzer for Worcester. She will. No good. Rebound for Morris, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books. 10-4 the score. The Morris Mustangs on top of Worcester. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out. And then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here live from Worcester Central School. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and again, a big thank you to several of our Worcester sponsors who came out tonight to really help us to be here. The Worcester Booster Club, as well as the Wolverine Pride Club. Those two organizations really helping us to be here tonight for this Worcester versus Morris girls game. So here we go. Worcester with the ball to start the second quarter as they go left to right. And to the right side here, looking for Christina Clements. Clements has her pocket picked, though, by Morgan Flint. Flint is off to the races to the right side. The layup is off the mark. No good. Worcester with the rebound, but then that was Crystal Clements who lost it off her foot and out of bounds. And so it will stay right here with Morris. Just an unlucky break there for the Lady Wolverines, and Morris will get the ball back. Here is Behringer trying to find Liana Gary. No good. Taken away here by Worcester. Off to the races. Breakaway layup and a foul at the other end of the floor. Willow Tompkins on the breakaway goes down hard. Couldn't get the layup to go, and we'll hope that she is okay here with 7:26 to go in the second quarter. 10-4 is the score, and that was a scary fall, but Tompkins, getting up under her own power here, will go to the charity stripe to shoot some foul shots. Also, Rebecca Oliver going down hard there for Morris. Actually, I believe it was Spencer. Yes, it was Kaylee Spencer down there who went down trying to get back to block that shot. And so this will send Tompkins to the line, who already has 2 points tonight. First shot is up and in. Wow, that one hung on the back rim. Actually hit the back rim there about three times before it dropped down in. That was pretty cool. 10-5, now the score. Second one coming here for Tompkins of Worcester. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound is here for the Lady Wolverines. Trying to go up to get another foul. Instead, they'll get a bucket. Alexis Wilcox scores her first bucket, and just like that, it's 10-7. So Worcester right back in this game with 7 minutes to go before the halftime break. And now let's see, a travel is called here on Morris. As that was Liana Gary bringing it down the right baseline, and she shuffled her feet. And so Morris is going to go back to the full court press to try to get some turnovers as Worcester has jumped right back into this game. It's 10-7. And Worcester trying to move the ball quickly now. They find Tompkins, pull-up jumper, good. Willow Tompkins with 5 points, and Morris head coach Rhoda Flint has seen enough. It's Morris 10, Worcester 9. Morris takes a timeout, 7 minutes to go, second quarter. We got a ball game here, folks. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mark Talbot and his staff wish all area teams good luck this season, especially the Morris Mustangs and GMU Raiders. Certified Auto is your local dealer for an amazing selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, minivans, and more. Browse their inventory online at CertifiedOneonta.com. Don't see what you like? Let the Certified Auto sales team find it for you. Call 433-2366. That's 433-2366. Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, your home for great deals.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 10-9. Morris girls on top of the Worcester Wolverines, and Morris has the ball. Morris was up 10-4, but a little run here by Worcester has got the Lady Wolverines right back into this ball game. Here is Oliver, now finding Spencer, back for Behringer, three ball. That one's no good from the left side corner, and Worcester rips down a rebound here with Alexis Wilcox. Now walk it up the floor now with Christina Clements. Clements to the far side now. Worcester working it around as they go left to right. Pull-up jumper off the mark, no good. Morris with the rebound, and this is Behringer off to the races, streaking down the right side. Back for Morgan Flint. Her jumper is no good. Elizabeth Thompson with the rebound. It was tipped out of bounds, though, but will stay with the Lady Mustangs. 6:18 to go in the second quarter. 10-9 is the score. And Morris will inbound the ball. They quickly get it down low here for Spencer, but her back foot was on the line as she caught the ball, and the officials in an excellent spot to see it. So the turnover gives it right back to Worcester. Morris comes with that full court press once again, but Worcester easily breaking it out of their press break, but a steal right back here for Morris. Morgan Flint just picked a pocket from behind, and Morris flies back down the floor. They work it down low for Spencer. She lost it out of her hands. It was tipped out of bounds, but touched at the last second by Worcester, so it will remain Lady Mustang's ball. 6:05 to go, second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for our Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up at the end of the second quarter. Morris with the ball going right to left, and they try to work it into the right side corner there for Elizabeth Thompson. Looked like a game of hot potato, popped right out of her hands, out of bounds, and the ball goes back to the Lady Wolverines. Pass ahead for the freshman, Willow Tompkins, but she will travel as she gets to half court. Was just kind of doing the Irish jig there as she caught the ball right on the timeline, and just an easy call to make for the officials. So even though we're in the second quarter, it's like both teams still looking to settle in here tonight in this girls' Tri-Valley game. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Here is Liana Gary, lost it, and Worcester's off to the races, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Up off the glass, this one is no good for Clement, and a rebound back for Morris. Both teams showing some great hustle here, folks, as Morris leads Worcester 10-9. With 5:35 to go in the second quarter. And here is Behringer for the Lady Mustangs to the right side. And her pass is knocked away, but Morris is going to be able to steal it back. They had to chase it back into the backcourt to gather that back up. But great active hands on defense here for Worcester. Very active in this man-to-man. And to the left side here for Gary. Gary tries to get around a pick. Nowhere to go, though. Instead, we'll pass off for Morgan Flint. Flint at the right elbow. Passes to the left side of the floor. Here is Thompson. Thompson down low. Her pass knocked out of bounds. Punched out of there by Alexis Wilcox with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. It's 10-9. And here is Behringer. Underneath the basket will inbound it here for Morris. So Behringer passes up to the top of the key here for Thompson. Dribble drive back out for Flint. Her jumper off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down, loose in the paint. Thompson all tied up in there, and we'll have a jump ball. Thompson was rolling around there trying to work it away from Wilcox. Both teams were scrambling for it, and they'll say it was a jump ball. 4:54 to go in this second quarter. Worcester fans here were wanting a travel as Thompson was starting to fall down with that ball. Looked like she might have taken the extra step, but she didn't, says the officials, and they're going to say it's a jump ball. So this will, let's see, who's it going to give it to? Still the officials debating this one before we will see who gets possession of the ball. Looks like they're going to say Morris will off the jump ball. The officials are actually going to go away from both coaches to the center of the court here, so it looks like they can have some peace and quiet as both sides have had their opinion on what should have happened here. So as we decide this, they're going to go over to the table. I think there might be some discussion, too, to see which way the arrow should be going, to see if it was in the correct way. Sometimes somebody at the table doesn't switch that arrow. It's a common occurrence. So 4:54 to go in the second quarter. Looks like Morris will have the ball as they lead 10-9 on the road here in girls Tri-Valley action. And Behringer will work it in. Finds Thompson. Three ball. No good. This one rattled out. Hit the front and back of the rim before it popped free. And Worcester back the other way with 4:45 to go, second quarter. And to the left side here for Willow Tompkins. Tompkins back across to the right side as Worcester goes left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the green and the black trim. They have it in the left corner. They trail by one. They reverse it around against this Morris defense. Now back up top here for Clement. Clement for Tompkins. Five on the shot clock. Back to Clement. But it's stolen away here by Morris. And they'll look to run. Morgan Flint down the right side as Morris goes right to left. Back out for Behringer. 12-footer is good. Megan Behringer with 6 points. And Morris jumps back out to a three-point lead. 12-9. And now the Morris press will force a jump ball. But this time, the arrow will give it right back to Worcester. So we have a tight ball game here, folks. A three-point game. 12-9 the score. Morris on top of Worcester. We knew this had the potential of being a good one, and so far it's lived up to it. Down the left side for Tompkins. The freshman tries to pull up. It's blocked out of there by Morris. Back to Tompkins. She tries again. This shot is short, but another rebound for the Lady Wolverines. They're trapped down low, but a three-second call is whistled on the Wolverines, as that was Christina Clements, who was camping in the lane looking to help out one of her teammates, but instead she'd stayed there too long. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 12-9. Morris leading Worcester. And to the right side. Here for Thompson. Thompson a three ball. And the big center here for Morris can't get it to go. And without her down low to rebound, that gives an easy rebound opportunity here for Worcester. And they walk it back up the floor. Clements to the far side. Pulls up. 15-footer. Bang! Christina Clements with her first bucket, and that cuts it back to a one-point game. It's Morris 12, Worcester 11, with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Morris works the ball to the left side, outside the three-point line. Now they step in, looking for Thompson down in the corner. Thompson back up top, skips it across for Morgan Flint. As Morris now, with 10 on the shot clock, Behringer, same spot she hit the last shot from. That won't go, and now a rebound here for Worcester. And the Wolverines will have a chance to take the lead on this possession with 2:50 to go before the halftime break. And to the left side for Tompkins. Tompkins gets it down low. Shot is up there for Alex Wilcox. That one is no good. Morris will take it away. They'll walk it up the floor here with Behringer, who crosses the big Wolverine logo at midcourt with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. It's 12-11. Morris on top. They pass down low. Up off the glass and good. Nice shot there by Rebecca Oliver, her first bucket, and Morris takes that 14-11 lead. Worcester right back the other way, up blocked by Thompson, as it looked like Crystal Clement was going to go coast-to-coast, but Thompson just gets the paw up there and knocks it out of play. 2:19 to go in the second quarter, 14-11 is the score. Morris girls on the road here. This is a big Tri-Valley matchup. They lead 14-11. And Worcester going to the bench here. Karen O'Shaughnessy checking back in after picking up those two quick fouls. She's going to have to be careful here before the halftime break to not pick up a third. Worcester with the ball going left to right, and now it's stolen away there. Great job by Morris and Rebecca Oliver. And Morris brings it back down the floor with Flint. Flint to the right side, but she'll travel. She tried to put on the brakes, but shuffled her feet. It goes right back to the Wolverines. So just when you think Morris is going to have a little run and maybe start to put a little bit of space between them and Worcester, the Wolverines find a way to get the ball back and get back into it, but they haven't been able to take the lead yet. The closest they had was tied when it was 2-2. They trail 14-11 on their home floor tonight here at Worcester Central School. Worcester with the ball going left to right. O'Shaughnessy in the corner will work it down low in the paint. The jumper here as she passes one back off to Mazzaroni is no good, and Morris picks up the loose basketball, and Flint will rush it down the floor. Morris going right to left. They find Behringer. She thought about a three. Instead goes back to Thompson. Three ball again is short, but another rebound here for the Mustangs. This one by Taylor Fish. Fish finds Behringer. Right side. She pulls up another 20-footer. That one isn't going to go down. And a rebound here for Worcester, but Morris will steal it right back away. Fish with those active hands finds a way to steal the basketball. Now she'll pull up. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound right there. Up and in. Great job on that backside there by Rebecca Oliver to put it home. And she has 4 points. Morris now with a 16-11 lead. And now we'll have a foul on the Mustangs. So after that basket, Morris got right back into the full court press. And Morgan Flint just got a little too happy with the hand check there. Well, that's going to be the second foul of the second quarter here on Morris. Second one on Flint as well. She'll go to the bench. No team fouls on Worcester, so they're in pretty good shape at the moment. So 1 minute to go here before our halftime break. And again, Worcester trying to get the ball in, but Liana Gary with some active hands punches that one out of bounds. And the ball goes back here to Worcester again with Willow Tompkins. Again, just a freshman. This is a Worcester team that has, let's see, one freshman and two sophomores up on the varsity team, and they all see significant playing time. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Morris leads Worcester 16-11. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. And to the right side, the Wolverines pass it down low. Mazzaroni goes up, and she's fouled. Alexia Mazzaroni will head to the charity stripe. She'll shoot two. Mazzaroni will go to the line, as this is going to be the second foul here on Kaylee Spencer. So Spencer to the line and Mazzaroni. These are going to be big foul shots, trying to cut it back to 3 points. First shot coming here for Mazzaroni is off the mark and no good. Just went wide to the left there, skimmed the rim and popped out. So second shot coming here for Mazzaroni. O'Shaughnessy checks back out. I like this move here by Chris Kaltenbach, head coach. I think he's just trying to protect O'Shaughnessy so she doesn't pick up that third foul in this last 51 seconds of the quarter. Mazzaroni can't get it to go, but the rebound is put up and in by Alexis Wilcox, and she has 4 points, so they miss the foul shots, but they get the layup, and it's 16-13, and now Morris will throw it away. Taylor Fish brought it down the floor, tried to pass it to the right side, and the pass was too tall for Liana Gary, and so Worcester gets the ball back. And so Wilcox will pass it in here for Clement. Clement down the right side. Pull-up jumper here for Worcester is short. That one won't go. Another rebound for Wilcox. She got it, and she's fouled. And I believe she's going to go to the line with 29 seconds to go in the second quarter. And she will. The junior wearing number 30, Alexis Wilcox. And again, these are big. The last time they were at the line, just about a minute ago, they missed the two foul shots, but then got the rebound to go. First one is no good here for Wilcox. Second opportunity coming. 30 seconds to go again here in this second quarter. 16-13, Morris girls on top of Worcester. Second one is off the mark and no good. And a violation is called, so that's going to give the ball back here to the Morris Mustangs. 29 seconds to go in this second quarter, and Morris will walk it up the floor. This could be potentially the last shot of the quarter. Here is Behringer. She crosses the Wolverine logo at midcourt. Behringer to the right side, outside the three-point line. Now for Liana Gary. They continue to work it around with 15 seconds to go here on the game clock. Behringer takes a look up at the clock. Now looks for a little dribble drive, has her pocket pick, gets it back, looking for some help, and finds Gary with five. Throws it up. This one is no good. Worcester with a rebound. Are they going to be able to get a shot off? No. So that is going to bring up our halftime score of 16-13. The Morris Mustangs on top of the home team here tonight, the Wolverines of Worcester. And our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get you some out-of-town scores as well as break down the scoring summary for both Morris and Worcester here in this first half. Again, live from Worcester Central School tonight, courtesy of the Wolverine Pride Club as well as the Worcester Booster Club. A big thank you to those two organizations for helping us to be here tonight. But again, our halftime score, Morris leads Worcester 16-13. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Marabido. Energy for every part of life.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO, live from Worcester Central School. It's time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And we were just treated to an excellent routine here by the Worcester Wolverines cheerleaders. Saw some flips, saw some throwing through the air, all things that I certainly can't do. And that was very impressive here in front of a nice crowd here tonight at Worcester Central School. Again, a big thank you to the Wolverine Pride Club as well as the Worcester Booster Club for helping us to be here tonight. So during our Marabito Energy halftime report, we like to go through our scoring summary here in the first half. First for Morris, as they have a 16-13 lead over Worcester on the road here, led by 6 points from Megan Behringer. 4 for Rebecca Oliver, 2 for Morgan Flint, 2 for Liana Gary, and 2 for Elizabeth Thompson for head coach Rhoda Flint. On the other side for Worcester, they are led by 5 points from Willow Tompkins, 4 points from Alexis Wilcox, 2 points from Christina Clements, and 2 points from Karen O'Shaughnessy. So just some nice efforts in the first half. I thought, of course, by Behringer of Morris, doing a great job with the 6 points. And down low, Elizabeth Thompson just really cleaning up the glass, doing a great job for a younger player. She certainly looks like she's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the future. This Worcester team is young as well. Willow Tompkins, just a freshman with 5 points, and if she can get that jumper going, she hit the first one of the game. If she can continue to get some outside looks, that could certainly be trouble for Morris if Tompkins can get going in the second half. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll talk some more about this matchup tonight between Worcester and Morris. We also have some out-of-town scores for you to pass along as well. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And here are some scores to pass along. Halftime over at Unadilla Valley, and the UV boys are leading Harpersville 30-18. Andrew Jackson with 14 points for Unadilla Valley. He's just a freshman, folks. He's come a long way in the few short years where he's, you know, just those modified JV varsity years. He's such a great player to watch and will be for a long time over at UV. Peyton Dean, the big 6'5" big man with 13 points for Harpersville on that side. Some girls' scores to pass along here. We have the BG girls on top of Oxford 36-13 at the halftime break. I'm sure that BG is very fired up after losing to Green the other night by 2 points, so it looks like they are firing on all cylinders tonight over at Oxford. And the Delhi girls with a 27-10 lead over Edmiston at the half. We saw Edmiston earlier in the week here against Franklin on CDO, and we knew they would have a tough time going over to take on a perennial power like Delhi. And the Lady Bulldogs upset as well after losing to Sydney late last week. They had a nice win over Hancock earlier in the week by 10 points, 52-42, and they are in control of that game tonight against Edmiston. So that is a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll take a look at the end of the contest as well to get you any scores that we can from out-of-town. Our halftime score here in Worcester, it's the Morris Lady Mustangs leading Worcester 16-13. We'll be right back with the start of the second half here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you expect our doctors to do.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And the third quarter about to get underway here between Worcester and Morris. And Worcester will start with the ball here on their home floor to start this third quarter. They trail 16-13 in a girls' Tri-Valley matchup tonight. And here are the Wolverines in the white with the black and green trim going right to left. Morris is in the blue with the white trim here tonight. Worcester with the ball. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Pull-up jumper for the freshman, Willow Tompkins, from the right side. No good. And on the rebound, Behringer for Morris with the rebound, I should say. And then, I thought she was fouled, and they're going to call a travel here. I don't think Behringer agrees either, but this will give Worcester the ball back. I thought maybe she got a hand check there, but referees say she took a couple of extra steps. This will get the ball right back to Worcester with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. 16-13 the score. Worcester trying to tie this game back up into the right corner. Now back up top here for the point guard, Crystal Clement. Clement for Tompkins and back to the far side for Alexis Wilcox. Wilcox again passing it around here. Worcester being very patient. A pull-up jumper. This one no good. The rebound loose on the floor. And a big pile of bodies in the paint will bring up a jump ball, and that will still keep it with Worcester. So the Wolverines with some good opportunities here in the early part of this third quarter. They trail 16-13. They get it in. A shot up off the glass. Won't fall for Alexia Mazzaroni. Boy, that one was about halfway down before it popped free. And Morris will have the rebound. And the Lady Mustangs will walk it up the floor here with Morgan Flint. Flint going left to right. She crosses half court. Finds Liana Gary. Steps in. Passes down low. Ball intercepted, though, by the Wolverines. And the Worcester girls will bring it back up the floor with 6.5 to go, third quarter. And now to the far side. Looking for Clement. Clement finds Mazzaroni. Mazzaroni back to Clement. She wants that jumper, but good defense here by Morris. Worcester will work it down low. The ball knocked out of bounds here. It was sliced free and will float over the end line. Worcester calls out the play here with 8 on the shot clock. They get it in for Tompkins. The 3, this one is just a hair off. No good. The rebound will be tipped out of bounds and will go back to Morris. So the Mustangs leading 16-13. Third quarter action here on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union, as well as our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to these games anytime for free on WCDOsports.com. Megan Behringer, left side, pulls up. Jumper is good, and Behringer now with 8 points. And it's a Morris lead of 18-13. Worcester back the other way. The left-handed layup for Mazzaroni will not go down. Unbelievable. It just wouldn't go, as that one looked like it was pure. Wouldn't find the bottom of the hole, though. Now here's Behringer. Reverses to the far side, but a steal by Worcester. And here is Clement. Clement down the right side. Can't get the layup to go. And a rebound back for the Lady Mustangs. And Behringer is into safe territory. And now we'll walk it up the floor, crossing that big Worcester Wolverines logo at half court. 5 minutes, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Morris leads 18-13. Trying to extend the lead. Here's Liana Gary. Her shot is short. The rebound, though, comes right back for the Mustangs. And here is Thompson. Thompson to the right side for Gary. Tries to feed one back to Thompson. Ball loose on the floor, though. Stolen away by the Lady Wolverines. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Morris leads 18-13. Step-in jumper for Tompkins. Can't get it to go. The rebound loose on the floor. Worcester will come away with it here, but we'll have a timeout taken by the Wolverines. Great job there by head coach Chris Kaltenbach as he saw his team was in trouble and needed the 30-second timeout. We'll step away for 30 as well. 18-13, Morris on top of Worcester here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Sherino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Sherino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Sherino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at SherinoInsurance.com. Sherino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Have another score to report here that we didn't catch up with during halftime. The Walton boys leading Afton 63-51. That was just a two-point game when I was checking on it during halftime, but it looks like Walton starting to pull away. It's 18-13 here as Worcester gets the ball in and will have a foul. Out of the timeout, they went for the down low play, got it to the right block to Karen O'Shaughnessy, who's been in some foul trouble here tonight and has sat for a majority of the game. She's back in and she'll go to the line here. And she is a player that Worcester is going to need down the stretch here to get back in this game. O'Shaughnessy's first foul shot is off the back iron and no good. The sophomore with 2 points so far, looking to get it going, as she certainly has the size advantage down low for the Lady Wolverines. Second shot coming. This one is up and off the mark, no good. Morris hustling for the rebound. Nice job and well done there by Oliver. Gives it to Behringer, who will walk it up the floor. And here is Megan Behringer. Top of the three-point line is Morris in the blue with the white trim, goes left to right. Behringer has the ball with 4:15 to go in this third quarter. Finds Thompson. Dribble drive off the glass. Can't get it to go. O'Shaughnessy and Thompson wrestling for the rebound. And the ball now ricocheting out of bounds and will stay here with the Lady Mustangs. They will inbound underneath the basket here with Thompson. 4:10 to go in this third quarter. Here is Behringer. Steps in. Jumper right side baseline. Got it. Count it for 2 points. Megan Behringer. She's got 10 on the game, and this is the biggest lead of the night here for the Mustangs, 20-13. Worcester still has not scored here in the second half. Now they get the ball to midcourt, and another steal here for Morris. Down the right side they go. Morgan Flint ahead for Behringer, lost it, and Worcester will steal it back. And Tompkins is down the right side here for Worcester. To the right side in front of the cheerleaders and the packed crowd on that far side of the gymnasium, Worcester will set up here on offense, going right to left, back up for Tompkins for a three, no good, rebound for O'Shaughnessy, she can't get it to go, and Worcester just can't buy a basket here at the moment, despite getting some good looks. Back the other way, Morgan Flint's running jumper is off the mark, and Worcester with a ripped down rebound, and they'll pass it out, but a foul on the outlet pass on Morris. 3:15 to go, third quarter, Morris leading Worcester 20-13. And that will be a foul on Morgan Flint. That is her third. Second on the team here in this third quarter. No team fouls on Worcester if you're keeping track at home. Worcester gets it in, but a steal right back here for Morris. And this is Morgan Flint on the right side. Flint finds Behringer. Megan Behringer with a game-high 10 points, trying to pass into the high post, but a jump ball as Willow Tompkins was right there to just latch onto it before it could get there to Rebecca Oliver of Morris, and the possession arrow is going to give it back here to Worcester. 3:06 to go in the third, and the Lady Wolverines desperately need a bucket here on this possession. And they'll get a steal. Morris will steal it right back, and this is driving the Worcester coaching staff insane at the moment. Unable to work it down the floor. They've had some great looks, and the iron has just been unkind to them. 2:50 to go in the third. Morris with the ball, top of the key here for Thompson. Finding Behringer on the far side. Pump fakes, gets into the paint. Kick out, Flint, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound here for Worcester. So the Wolverines trailing by 7, still in this contest, but they need to score a bucket. Down the floor with Alexis Wilcox. On the right side is Worcester in the home whites with the green and the black trim going right to left. Left side for Tompkins. Three ball, rattled out. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy, and they'll say she was over the back, and that's a foul on here, and we'll go back to Morris. And it has just not been the night here for Karen O'Shaughnessy with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. That's going to be her third team foul. Morris wants to take a timeout for head coach Rhoda Flint. Our score, Morris, The girls leading Worcester on the road 20-13. And we'll be right back with 2:25 to go here in the third quarter on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:25 to go here in the third quarter on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, live from Worcester Central School tonight. The Morris girls in this Tri-Valley affair leading 20-13, and the Mustangs with the ball as they go left to right. And Liana Geary now for Megan Behringer on the left side. Behringer with the kick out, will skip it across for Liana Geary, gets into the paint. Her jumper is no good, and a rebound here for Alexis Wilcox of Worcester. Passes for Willow Tompkins, right side, wide open, jumper, splash. Willow Tompkins with 7 points. And it's back to a 5-point game, so this is not out of reach tonight here for Worcester. They trail by 5, 20-15, with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And now we're going to have a technical foul called here on Worcester with a minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. That is going to be on head coach Chris Kaltenbach. Must have said something that the officials didn't like. So 20-15 is the score, and this is going to give Morris some foul shot opportunities. And this has been a very physical game down low, and I think, you know, that as a coach has to do, he likes to stick up for his players, and I think that the officials at that point, sometimes they've just heard enough, and they call the technical foul there on Kaltenbach. So the first foul shot is up and good for Elizabeth Thompson of Morris. She puts it in. That makes it 21-15. Second shot coming here for Thompson of Morris, wearing number 22. So at the line, takes that deep breath, puts it up, off the front rim, no good. So out of the technical foul, Morris is going to get one of two, so they lead 21-15, and Morris will get the ball. You got to admire the fiery attitude that Kaltenbach has, saying, hey, let's go, team. We're only down by five, now six. Let's get amped and get after it here. So Morris with the ball, they pass it down low, and now an immediate steal here by the Wolverines, and let's see if this is a change in momentum. Minute and a half to go in this third quarter, and here is Crystal Clement. Clement with the ball on the left side, working it here for Worcester as they go up against this Morris defense. They find Tompkins far side, the jumper, can't get it to go. The rebound for Morris and Morgan Flint. And Flint will walk it down the floor to the right side with a minute 10 to go in this third quarter. Morris leading Worcester on the road 21-15. Behringer to the left side. Kick out for Thompson. Her long jumper is good. A two-pointer there for Elizabeth Thompson, and she has 5 points. We're under a minute to go in the third quarter. It's 23-15. And to the right side. Here comes Clement, and we're going to have a foul. This one on Morgan Flint. I believe this is going to be the fourth foul on Flint. Let's see here with 49 seconds to go in this third quarter. Yes, it will be. The fourth on Morgan Flint, and she is one of their leaders and starters. She's going to have to be careful, and now she will come to the bench. And Taylor Fish will check back in. So the Morris girls leading 23-15 with 49 seconds to go in this third quarter. Worcester trying to chip away and stay in this contest. Here's Clement. Top of the key. Trying to work it back to Willow Tompkins, who has a team-high 7 points and is looking for more. 35 seconds to go here in the third. 15 on the shot clock. Over for Tompkins, far side. Had the ball knifed out of her hands, and it rolls out of action. So 30 seconds to go now in this third quarter. And Worcester will inbound directly in front of the cheerleaders on that far side. Cheerleaders trying to get the fans back into it here. Ball is loose, and they get it to Tompkins. Five on the shot clock here. They work it back to the far side. A long three here for Christina Clements is no good. Off the rebound, they'll say it's going to go to Morris. 17 seconds to go in the third. Both teams chasing that one towards the out-of-bounds line. And the Zebra crew in good position will get the ball back to Morris. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. And the Mustangs will walk it across half court. Shot clock is off, and Behringer, the ball in her hands, looking for the last shot of the quarter. Closely guarded by Tompkins, and Tompkins with the foul with 5 seconds to go in the third. And so that will be the fourth team foul here in this third quarter on Worcester. So they are one away from shooting, but with only 5 seconds to go, unlikely that will happen. Behringer gets it in for Fish. Her jumper, no good. Rebound for Worcester, but a foul. And this one is going to be on Morris and Elizabeth Thompson. So 1.8 to go here in the third, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Morris. So Worcester trying to get off one last shot in the third quarter. Here's Thompson, a half-court heave, and it won't go down. 23-15 the score. Morris on top here on the road against Worcester. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more local high school girls basketball action tonight on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter live from Worcester Central School. The Morris girls with a 23-15 lead. And Worcester has 8 minutes to try to figure it out here at home after only scoring 2 points there in the third quarter. Here is Liana Gary, steps in for Morris, right side as the Morris Mustangs go left to right. That one's off the mark. The rebound out of play, and we'll go back to Worcester. Morris is going to come with the full court pressure, and Worcester will easily beat it with a long pass ahead. They find Mazzaroni on the far side. Alexia Mazzaroni having some trouble here. They'll say the ball was tipped. Is it going to be a foul? Yes. This one will be on Elizabeth Thompson. Mazzaroni, as soon as she caught that one up high, was immediately double-teamed. That's going to be the second foul here on Thompson. Team's first in this fourth quarter. Remember the new girls' rule. You get to five, you're shooting, and they reset it each quarter. Ball is passed into Mazzaroni. She lost the handle, and Morris once again will steal it away. And Flint, playing with four fouls here in the fourth quarter, walks it down the floor. 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 23-15 the score. Behringer, a pull-up jumper. That one is short. Didn't have enough spice on it to get it there. And a rebound for Worcester. And again, if they could get some easy buckets here in the early part of this fourth quarter, they could get right back into it. 7:05 to go in this fourth quarter. Worcester trailing Morris 23-15. They pass down low. Turnaround shot for O'Shaughnessy. No good. Mazzaroni puts it up. She can't get it to go. O'Shaughnessy, another rebound, and she's fouled. And this is the height advantage between Mazzaroni and O'Shaughnessy that Worcester has, but they haven't been able to convert that tonight, and when they have gotten to the line, they haven't been able to convert there either. 6:58 to go, fourth quarter, and these could be big to try to turn the momentum here for Worcester. O'Shaughnessy can't get the first one to go. Second one coming here for Kieran O'Shaughnessy. wearing number 15, the sophomore, standing about 6 foot tall. Second one for O'Shaughnessy is no good. Hit the rim twice, bounced out, and Morris with a rebound. Here's Behringer down the right side. Behringer stops and is looking for some options and passes to the right side for Gary. Fakes a pass, works it around the top of this 2-3 zone that Worcester has switched to. They work it down low for Thompson, off of Oliver. And Oliver now will pass back out here for Thompson. Thompson back for Flint, for Behringer with 5 on the shot clock, shoots for 3, no good. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy of Worcester. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Here are the Wolverines going right to left. Stolen away, though, by Liana Gary. Gary down the right side, stops, puts on the brakes, looks to set up the offense in front of the Morris bench as the Mustangs go left to right. And here is Liana Gary converting back to the far side here for Thompson in the left side corner on the baseline. Back for Flint. Morris is okay with working some shot clock here and some game clock. Back to Liana Gary. Her shot no good. And a rebound here for Worcester and an outlet pass to Willow Tompkins. 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. The pass is up and too tall over the head of Karen O'Shaughnessy, and we'll go back to Morris. 5.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 23-15. And Morris will walk it down the floor, going left to right. Here is Morgan Flint finding Liana Gary, who finds Rebecca Oliver in the corner. They zip the pass across for Behringer and back to the top of the key. Good ball movement here. Gary steps in, jumper off the front rim, no good. A rebound for Worcester. Tompkins down the right side, trying to go coast to coast, up and in. Willow Tompkins with 9 points. Morris takes a timeout. It's 23-17. With just under 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter, I'm Nate Law. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
23-17, the Morris girls on top of Worcester on the road here in a special girls Tri-Valley matchup here tonight on CDO. 5 minutes 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and again, Morris leads 23-17, but Worcester trying to claw their way back into it here for the Wolverines. Here's Liana Gary, right side, her jumper off the mark. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Worcester. If they could get a few buckets, there's still a lot of time in this game with 5 minutes to go. Morris comes with the full court pressure as Worcester in the home white uniforms, the green and the black trim, they go right to left, but a steal by Behringer of Morris. Behringer down the left side, finds Gary, the pump fake. She gets down low, passes back out for Behringer. Top of the key, reverses. And now Behringer says, let's slow down. Let's run through the offense with 15 on the shot clock. Now into the corner. Back up top for Behringer. She reverses for Gary. A step in two. Off the back rim, no good. O'Shaughnessy, another rebound. She's doing a great job of windexing the glass here tonight. Tompkins with a pass ahead, and Worcester is off and running. And they get it into the point guard's hands. Crystal Clement. Back for Tompkins, who's looking for double figures. She's got 9. Inside for Mazzaroni. Her jumper off the glass. No good. Flint hustling down a rebound here for Morris and in safely to the hands of Megan Behringer. So we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 23-17. Morris trying to hold on to this lead on the road. This would be a big road victory here for the Lady Mustangs if they can hold on. And to the right side for Behringer. She dribbles back to the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Back out for Flint. Blocked out of there by Willow Tompkins. Ball is free. Morris gets it back. They still have 4 on the shot clock. In the corner for Flint. Pull-up jumper. No good. And Worcester with a rebound. They still have life here, folks, with 3:40 to go. Fourth quarter, they trail 23-17. The ball at half court. And the Wolverines will pick it up. Slow to get into the offensive set here as they get past half court. 15 on the shot clock now. Here's Tompkins. Passes down low for O'Shaughnessy. She goes up and she's fouled. Can't get the bucket, but she'll go to the line. She has struggled from the charity stripe, but boy, if there was a time to turn it around, that would be right now. 3:24 to go in the fourth, and it's 23-17. O'Shaughnessy to the line. If she can get two here, this would cut it back to four. That's a very manageable score. First one for O'Shaughnessy is nothing but net. And she's got three, and it's 23-18 with a ton of time left. 3:24 to go. O'Shaughnessy, second shot coming here. Maybe she's starting to come alive from the line. This one is off the front rim, trying to chase down her own rebound. Both teams scrapping for it along the sideline, and the Zebra Crew says it's going to go back here to Morris. Give credit to O'Shaughnessy. She was laid out on the floor looking for that one. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 23-18. Morris with the ball. They're in the road blue uniforms with the white and the gray trim, going left to right. Right side for Behringer. In the corner now for Oliver. Back to Behringer. 20 on the shot clock for Thompson. Chucks up a three. Splash! Elizabeth Thompson from downtown. She's got 8 points, and Morris leads 26-18. That was a big shot. Worcester gets it down low for Mazzaroni. She can't hold on, and Morris back the other way. They got it down right into the high post where they wanted for Mazzaroni, but just could not catch it. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And to the left side here, and Morgan Flint is tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. Give credit there to Crystal Clement for sticking her mitts in there and causing that jump ball, as Flint was certainly frustrated. Gives the ball right back to Worcester. 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Worcester's going to take a timeout. Our score is Morris 26, Worcester 18. Here at Girls Tri-Valley Action, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Live from Worcester Central School tonight, it's 26-18. The Wolverines trying to get back into it. They run a great play there for Willow Tompkins out of the timeout. She nails it. She's got 11 points. First Wolverine at the double figures. It's a six-point game with 2:25 to go. Morris on top of Worcester, 26-20. Here is Morgan Flint. Step-in jumper. Got it. Morgan Flint. She's got 4 points. And just when you think that Worcester's going to make a little run to get back into it, Morris somehow gets a jumper and gets it to go. It's 28-20 with 2 minutes to go. Here is Worcester now going right to left. A pull-up jumper for Christina Clements. Couldn't get it to go. And Behringer with the rebound. She's had a heck of a game here tonight, folks. Behringer down the right side. Seems to do a little bit of everything for this Lady Mustangs team. They pass down low for Oliver. Back out for Gary. Good skip pass up top here for Behringer and Flint as they do a little give and go. Behringer in the paint. Great dish. And the layup is good, but a travel on Rebecca Oliver. Boy, that was a great highlight reel dish pass there by Megan Behringer. Kind of the no look. Looked like an NBA move. And it looked like Rebecca Oliver was going to be able to finish it, but she traveled. As Worcester starts to bring it back up the floor, we'll have a jump ball, and that is going to be a jump ball, which is going to give it back to Morris, and head coach Rhoda Flint wants to talk it over. A minute 33 to go, fourth quarter, Morris 28, Worcester 20. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the Morris timeout, a minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. The Mustangs with the ball, and they will inbound underneath their own basket. Now we'll have a foul up top. This one will be on Crystal Clement. So a minute 22 to go, and Morris with an eight-point lead, 28-20. Here in this special girls Tri-Valley matchup tonight, a big thank you to the Wolverine Pride Club as well as Worcester Booster Club for having us here tonight for this matchup between the Lady Wolverines and the Lady Mustangs. Minute 20 to go. Morris gets it in. Another foul. So that's going to be three fouls on each side here in the fourth quarter. Again, the new rules, you get the five and you're shooting. Morris gets it in. There's Morgan Flint, and she is fouled. And you see the strategy here by Worcester and head coach Chris Kaltenbach. They want to put Morris on the line. So that's going to be the fourth foul there on Christina Clements. That's the fourth team foul, her first. So once again, Morris is going to inbound the ball here, and I'm expecting to see a foul right away, which will put the Mustangs on the line, and we'll try to save Worcester some time, essentially. So Morris gets it in. They find Thompson, and now Thompson, are we going to have a foul or a jump ball? It's going to be a jump ball, which gives it back to Worcester. Great play there by Crystal Clement to stick her mitts in there, steal it away, and get that jump ball. Big possession here for Worcester if they can get a bucket, trailing by eight. Here's Willow Tompkins with a team-high 11 points. Back outside, a three coming for Worcester. No good there for Clements. The rebound to Morris, and here's Morgan Flint, and she's fouled with 1:03 to go. If you're Worcester, you probably needed that three-pointer to go down, and it looked good, but would not fall. And this is a Worcester team that earlier in the year, they were scoring, you know, 20, 25 points with their last two games. You know, they've been up in the high 30s and into the 40s, which is what you need in Tri-Valley girls basketball. And I know head coach Kaltenbach was certainly pleased with that, especially putting up some nice numbers against GMU the other night. But tonight, the shots have not been falling. First shot is no good there for Morgan Flint. Second one coming. Flint with 4 points and can't get that one to go either. And Worcester a rebound. So 1 minute to go. They trail by eight, 28-20. They get it down the floor, and it's knocked out of bounds here. Rolls over the line as Megan Behringer got a fingertip on it. And so Worcester, with 55 seconds to go, will inbound directly in front of our broadcast table here. Live from Worcester Central School tonight, here is Alexis Wilcox. Thought about a three. They're running out of time. They need to run the offense and get something going. Here's Tompkins to the bucket. Her right-handed layup, no good. O'Shaughnessy goes up. Can't get it to go, and she's fouled and will go to the line with 43 seconds to go. She'll shoot two. These are big here for O'Shaughnessy. If she could get these to go, that would cut it back down to a six-point game. But O'Shaughnessy has struggled from the line here tonight. So here is Karen O'Shaughnessy, the sophomore. First shot for O'Shaughnessy off the front rim. Not enough oomph on it, as they would say. Second one coming here for O'Shaughnessy. She has 3 points tonight, but has been an absolute bear on the glass. Second one is up and good for O'Shaughnessy, so she has four, and it's 28-21 with 43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. So Morris will inbounds with Behringer, finds Liana Gary, and now they're going to call a traveling violation here on Morris. Gary passed it back to Behringer. Referee saying that she shuffled her feet. So 41 seconds to go. Worcester has life. They have it underneath the bucket. They look to pass it in. And they get it to Tompkins, but she lost it. And here comes Morris down the right side. Here's Behringer trying to go all the way to the hoop, and she's fouled with 35 seconds to go. 28-21 to score, and Megan Behringer might be able to seal the deal here at the foul line. So that foul there for Worcester is on Crystal Clement. And Behringer to the line. She's got 10 points. Looking to make it 11 here. This one is up and good for Megan Behringer, and she has 11. And that gives Morris a 29-21 lead. Stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have awards from NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Behringer to the line. This one is good. So Behringer with a game-high 12 points. Worcester will take a timeout with 35 seconds left. Morris leads Worcester 30-21 in girls Tri-Valley hoops here tonight. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Live from Worcester Central School, it's the Lady Mustangs of Morris on the road here tonight with a 30-21 lead. I just wanted to say thank you again to the Wolverine Pride Club as well as the Worcester Booster Club here tonight. They have some tables set up. They're looking for new members in the Worcester Booster Club. The Wolverine Pride Club is here selling some Worcester apparel. They do a great job here for this local community, and we were glad to come up here for tonight's contest. It's been a great game here, and I think big things are to come here at Worcester Central School for this girls' program. They're a young team, a great coach in Chris Kaltenbach, and the attitude is right. So this is a great place to come and watch a game in their newly remodeled gym. Make sure you make the trek up here sometime to do that. 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Tompkins with the ball here. She's got 11 points. That's a team high for Worcester. They drew up a play in the timeout. Let's see if they can get off a three-pointer or get a bucket here. They passed down low for Tompkins. She couldn't hold on to it. Morris with the ball with 20 seconds to go. Here's Flint ahead for Liana Gary. Gary down the right side trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled and will go to the line with 16 seconds left. Liana Gary scored the opening basket of the game. Hasn't scored since then, but will have a chance here at the line. She's done a lot here tonight, played almost every minute of this contest here for the Lady Mustangs. We would be remiss if we didn't mention our Morris sponsors as well. We heard their advertisements throughout the game, but Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, a proud sponsor here of Morris Mustangs basketball as Liana Gary misses the first shot. Also, Johnston Funeral Home of Morris, serving our local community, and a perfect place in Morris for family services. 30-21. Wanted to hold my breath there as the gym was absolutely silent there for that second foul shot here. It's amazing when people can get that quiet. And Morris will take a timeout with 15 seconds to go. 30-21 is the score. Never ceases to amaze me how quiet a gym can get with all these people in here, the cheerleaders, how rowdy it is. And, you know, sometimes when we do our games in the MAC, the student sections are doing all their antics now. And you look at Sydney and Unitico and BG and Del High, and all their student sections go absolutely crazy. That once in a while you get into a gym like that, and it's just so, so quiet. It's absolutely amazing. So didn't mean to cut off my spiel there about Johnston Funeral Home, but Certified Auto Outlet and Johnston Funeral Home, both are great sponsors here for Morris boys and girls basketball. And I have a feeling we'll be seeing the Morris boys down the road as well. 30-21 is the score. 15 seconds to go here as Morris takes a timeout. It certainly appears as if the Lady Mustangs are going to get a big road win here tonight, as they will have the ball with 15 seconds left and a 9-point lead, 30-21. And so Ashley Worcester with the ball out of the timeout. And here is Tompkins, a pull-up three. That one is no good. Ripped down here by Christina Clements. They'll say that's a jump ball, and we'll go back to Morris with 9 seconds left. So my mistake, that was Worcester with the ball out of the timeout. Morris has it now. They'll bring it down the floor with Liana Gary ahead as they look to take some time off the clock, but we'll get a traveling violation here on Rebecca Oliver with 4 seconds left. So Worcester is going to inbound for the last time here tonight with 4 seconds left, and our postgame show coming up. You don't want to miss that. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. It's going to be our final score here tonight. Morris defeats Worcester 30-21, a well and hard-fought game on both sides. We'll be right back with the postgame show. Again, Morris girls defeating Worcester 30-21. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one final time here from Worcester Central School. We'll get to our awards in just a minute, but first we want to do our scoring summary tonight as the Morris girls on the road get a victory 30-21 tonight here over the Worcester Wolverines. Here is our scoring summary. First for Worcester, they are led by a team-high 11 points from the freshman Willow Tompkins, a bright future ahead for her, 4 points from Karen O'Shaughnessy, and 4 points from Alexis Wilcox. Again, our final score here tonight, 30-21. The Morris girls winning on the road here over the Worcester Wolverines. And we were going through our scoring summary here for Morris. It was Megan Behringer with 12 points here tonight, Elizabeth Thompson with 8, 4 points apiece for Morgan Flint and Rebecca Oliver, and 2 points tonight for Liana Gary. So, again, Megan Behringer, a game-high 12 points tonight for Morris and 11 points for Willow Tompkins to lead Worcester. Let's get into our three awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose to wrap up our broadcast. Our first award is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award tonight to Megan Behringer from Morris, a game-high 12 points, does a little bit of everything here for this Mustangs offense. Megan Behringer is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Our NBT Bank Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Give that award tonight to Elizabeth Thompson from Morris. 8 points here and was very good on the glass and had her hands full dealing with the bigger players from Worcester down low. I thought she did a great job there. Stepped out too and hit a big, deep three-pointer late in the contest, which really put things away for Morris. So that is Elizabeth Thompson, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Willow Tompkins from Worcester, a team-high 11 points. And again, just one of those players, does a little bit of everything out there, and made some key buckets to keep Worcester in this game. They came up a little short tonight, but Willow Tompkins with an excellent effort, that's for sure. So that's our three awards tonight. And again, a big thank you to the Worcester Booster Club and the Wolverine Pride Club as well for allowing us to come out here for tonight's game. We were glad to do it. Again, our final score, 30-21, Morris on top of Worcester here in girls Tri-Valley action. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back tomorrow, or next week, I should say, on Monday, as we're going to have a boys game over at Gilbertsville Mount Upton between the Franklin Purple Devils and GMU. So join us at 6 o'clock for that game. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Have a great night from CDO Sports.